From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia, Turkey, and Iran have agreed on a plan to support the partial Syrian ceasefire and to find a political solution to the six-year Syrian civil war. No details were immediately released as talks ended in Kazakhstan, but they say the sides will meet again next month in Geneva. Humanitarian agencies say they fear for the safety of Iraqi civilians in the western part of the embattled city of Mosul. Lisa Schlein reports.
The Iraqi government reportedly has regained full control of eastern Mosul 100 days after military operations to oust Islamic State fighters from the city began. The government is now setting its sights on recapturing the western part of the city, and this is causing worry among humanitarian workers. The United Nations reports nearly half of all casualties from Mosul are civilians. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Witnesses say at least seven policemen were killed in an explosion in Somalia Tuesday. The explosion occurred at a base used by units from the Somali police force in the town of Afgoye. The town's mayor says the bomb had been hidden by al-Shabaab militants who attacked the base Monday. The explosion followed an attack by the militants on Afgoye just hours earlier. The Trump administration is imposing a media blackout at the Environmental Protection Agency after imposing similar blackouts on the Agriculture and Interior Departments. News agencies report that administration officials have told EPA staffers not to talk to reporters or publish any news releases or post anything on social media. The EPA has also been ordered to suspend offering grants and assignments to contractors, keeping an eye on water quality and other safety issues. This is VOA News. Britain's Supreme Court ruled 8-3 Tuesday that Parliament must approve plans to trigger the country's exit from the European Union. It says the ruling was based on the view that withdrawing from the EU would both cut off a source of British law and change rights enjoyed by British citizens. Prime Minister Theresa May's government had wanted her to be able to use executive powers to invoke the so-called Article 50 of the EU treaty, which would begin the withdrawal process. Andrew Blick teaches history at King's College in London.
The consequence of this judgment today is that the matter is now slightly out of her hands, in that now she has to get statutory authorisation, she has to take a bill through Parliament, she has to follow through those parliamentary procedures. It can be done quickly, but it does require both houses of Parliament to agree to it if she wants it to happen quickly.
Andrew Blick. German Social Democrat Sigmar Gabriel said he will not challenge Chancellor Angela Merkel in a national election September 24th. Currently, Ms. Merkel's party holds a double-digit lead over the Social Democrats. Gabriel recommended former European Parliament President Martin Schulz to lead the SPD. President Donald Trump moved Tuesday to advance construction of two oil pipelines in the U.S. The action overturns the policies of former President Barack Obama, who objected to the projects on environmental grounds. Mr. Trump signed executive orders calling for new negotiations to allow construction of the Keystone XL pipeline.
We're going to renegotiate some of the terms, and if they'd like, we'll see if we can get that pipeline built. A lot of jobs, 28,000 jobs.
The president said he would make an appointment next week to the U.S. Supreme Court to fill the vacancy left last year by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Administration officials said Tuesday Mr. Trump will begin issuing executive orders regarding immigration on Wednesday. One of the things to be considered is a wall to be built along the southern U.S. border with Mexico. Later in the week, the new president is expected to announce restrictions on the flow of refugees into the United States. The State Department is said to be reviewing a last-minute decision by the Obama administration to send more than $200 million to the Palestinians. U.S. President Donald Trump's choice for Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services faced tough questioning Tuesday during a second round of confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill. Tom Price was testifying. Also on Tuesday, Nikki Haley was confirmed by the U.S. Senate to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.